This is KCUR 89.3, NPR in Kansas City. A math professor at the University of Kansas has created a new system for composing music. He uses theories of algebra and geometry to connect musical styles from across the globe. KCUR contributor Libby Hansen explains.
Using mathematics to interpret music is not new. Back in the 6th century BC, Pythagoras studied the connection between ratios and consonant sounds. Ever since then, we've understood there are fundamental similarities between music and math. When he's not teaching math to college students at KU, Purna Prajna Bangaray plays the violin. He's just released an album. He says it carves out new musical territory.
So it is like a no man's land music, actually, a new land.
He's discovered this new land by using algebraic geometry to find similarities between different styles of music.
Just like the common DNA among all humans is 95%, that there are structural similarities and rhythmic similarities among different genres.
He's been thinking about this all his life.
The seeds for this globalization of music, as I call it, in my consciousness happened 40 years ago, or even 45 years ago, when I was a kid.
Bangaray grew up in southern India, in a city called Mysore. He studied Indian classical violin, practicing 5 or 6 hours a day. He was also introduced to Western classical music. But when it came time to choose a career, he followed family tradition and studied mathematics.
So my father is a mathematician, he's a teacher of mathematics, so the mathematics was always in the air. I picked up mathematics by osmosis and music by intent.
He came to the United States in 1991 to study at Brandeis University in Boston. That was when he heard blues and jazz,
which moved the heck out of me, because that I was missing home. At the same time, it was homesickness was traumatic, I would say. Somehow the blues get to you.
Bangaray started venturing outside of the musical traditions he'd grown up with, and he kept exploring elements of the other music he loved: Aretha Franklin, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, and John Coltrane.
First of all, John Coltrane is a genius, and he also is a person who doesn't really let a genre overpower his consciousness, and he was deeply influenced by Indian classical music.
Along with the original compositions and some traditional raga, the album includes a rendition of Coltrane's Alabama.
I felt somehow that preserves the spirit of Coltrane, and yet it somehow extends.
The musicians on the album have been playing with Bangaray for more than a decade. In 2008, Bangaray met the San Francisco violinist David Balakrishnan, founder of the Grammy Award-winning Turtle Island String Quartet. Bangaray introduced him to this new system.
And so he wanted to go towards east. I want to go towards west. So naturally we meet and we strike a friendship.
They recruited Kansas City bassist Jeff Harshberger and Boston-based tabla virtuoso Amit Kavtekar, forming Purna Loka Ensemble. Bangaray says this new music is like a traveler going through many different musical lands.
And then you go back and forth without any concern, no visa problems, no boundaries. It's like how humans ought to be living.
Removing the boundaries in music, he says, is like removing the walls between people. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Libby Hansen.